All right, welcome back to Kiwi Real Estate Inside Out. It's Denise here, and I'm joined as always by the one and only Dr. Lee Kano, pronounced Kono, in case anyone missed the memo from last time. Lee, you ready to chat about getting better property valuations in today's market?
Absolutely, Denise. This is right up our alley. Valuations, they're not just about turning up with a clipboard and a few listings from Trade Me. There's an art to it. In fact, some of the best results I've seen from Kiwi agents lately have come down to what they do before they even set foot in a client's home. They're walking those neighborhoods, finding out what's really moving the needle street by street.
Totally agree. Too many folks underestimate the difference between a, say, Sandringham Avenue and Sandringham Road. Never mind if it's west or east of the school zone. It gets so granular. I had this listing ages ago, remember, where the clients were completely convinced their place was like every other on the block. But I had been watching sales trends right down to garden orientation and house cladding. They just didn't believe me when I said it could fetch more than their neighbors.
You talking about the Ashgrove Crescent place?
Exactly, Lee. I pored over every sale in that area, built out this detailed report showing how changes in school policy and a surge in local cafe openings were nudging demand. Shared it with the vendors who were, well, let's call it politely, skeptical. But by using hard data and walking them through why those little shifts made a difference, we ended up beating that last sale by 15 grand. And the best bit? That vendor's come back twice since then, just for updates.
And that's what you get when you actually know your patch, not just on paper, but on the ground. Agents out there, if you're listening, don't discount that old-fashioned homework. It can really tip the scales on valuation. The other side of that coin is how tech's changed the game. Back in the day, we measured property lines with, bad handwriting and guesswork, let's be honest. But now, Kiwi agents are armed with digital mapping, automated valuation models, AI-driven property data from sources like CoreLogic, you name it.
Yeah, the shift from handwritten notes to using platforms like homes.co.nz or Velocity is night and day. I still remember when you first brought PropTech back to our office. You were like a kid with a new toy. Was it that clunky handheld GPS thing?
That thing! It looked futuristic, if your idea of the future was the size of a lunchbox. But the accuracy and the way it let us overlay council data and recent sales onto aerial maps, suddenly our appraisals got much harder to argue with. Now agents use mobile apps to walk through a property, take measurements on the spot, even show augmented reality versions of a renovation right at the listing appointment. Clients see that and they get confidence, not just numbers.
But I will say, tech's a tool, not a replacement for legwork or, that gut check sense. You still have to combine it with those local insights we talked about earlier. Otherwise, you're just parroting what the computer spits out. It's really the blend that gets you those defensible, actionable appraisals agents need today. Okay, bringing those numbers to life is what most agents, well, let's be honest, a lot struggle with, right? I've seen the difference a confident delivery can make. So let's workshop it for a second. Lee, you want to play my skeptical client?
Oh, gladly. I've got suspicious vendor down to a science. Hi, Denise. I've had two agents already. They say my place isn't worth more than the last one on the street. What makes you so sure?
So what I do is start with empathy. That makes total sense, Lee. But here's what's different about your place: the extra off-street parking, those updates you made in the kitchen. Plus, we're seeing a spike in buyers wanting move-in ready. I've pulled the last six sales in your pocket of the neighborhood, and I can show you how similar features not only boosted values, but also reduced time on market. Would you like to see the numbers?
That's it. A clear, confident story rooted in real data. You're not overpromising. You're connecting the client's reality to the broader trends not just reading from a script. I heard about this agent in Auckland. She broke a street record using exactly that approach, brought together personalized facts and wider market stories, helped the vendor see where their property fit and why it could push higher. The buyer believed in the value because the narrative made sense, not just the digits.
Absolutely. If you're listening and you get nervous presenting your number, practice with a colleague first. If you believe it, your client will too. It's contagious.
And when you nail a valuation, or even if you just get close, the job's nowhere near over. Real estate is all about trust. And that doesn't stop after the sold sign goes up. Honest follow-up is how you keep clients for life in NZ, not just for one transaction.
Right. It's like what we explored back in the episode on dealing with difficult clients and long-term engagement. A simple check-in call, or even better, a quick video rundown of what's changed in their suburb, the difference it makes is huge. Doesn't have to be fancy. A lot of our best repeat clients kept coming back just because we sent them regular market reports tailored to their property, or sent a heads up when school zones changed. It shows you're still on their team.
And if things haven't moved, tell them that too. Transparency and honesty turn a one-off client into a referral engine. It's not about being the smartest person in the room. It's about being the most reliable. People remember integrity long after they forget price.
That's huge here in the Kiwi market. If vendors know you've got their interests front and center, and you don't fudge when you get it wrong, that's what earns the second or third call down the line, not just the first one. Something we hardly talk about enough, your local networks. I mean, in New Zealand, word of mouth and community connections still beat algorithmic data some days. Agents who join the local golf club, show up to school fundraisers, or just chat to cafe regulars, they hear about planned subdivisions or zoning tweaks long before they hit the council website.
Yes, we always tell trainees, get out from behind the desktop or phone once a week. There's just so much you pick up at open homes or local business nixers, like overhearing that two families are looking to upsize, or learning that a new train platform's in the works. That information is gold. It gives you a competitive edge to adjust valuations proactively, not reactively.
And the data behind it, you can build a simple spreadsheet, keep notes on development activity or demographic changes. I'm not saying become a town planner, but if you know which end of the street is catching the young families or where retirees are moving out, suddenly your advice lands better. Agents who cultivate these local networks are usually the first to spot new market drivers. And their valuations reflect that.
And don't be afraid to share those insights with clients transparently. It doesn't have to be polished, just real. That's what keeps people coming back to you rather than some faceless online estimator. Let's wrap up by looking forward. If you want to get ahead on valuations, you need to get comfortable with the big picture too. Data on employment rates, business openings, council activity. It's about spotting shifts before everyone else does, so your clients can make informed decisions early, not late.
Right. And now there are predictive analytics tools, stuff that crunches historical data, looks at who's buying, which developments are breaking ground, and even what's happening with things like supermarket chains planning new stores. If you set up a routine to review this monthly, or even quarterly, you'll start picking up trends long before they're in the headlines.
I often reach out to local developers and council planners just for a quick chat, not always formal, but I want to know what's on their radar. That way, if I hear about, say, a new motorway or policy change, I can alert my clients before the news breaks, sometimes supporting higher valuations or prepping them for market shifts.
Keeping that feedback loop going. Talking with people in the know, it all adds up. No agent can predict everything, but you stand a better chance if you use every resource, your data tools, your local networks, and your common sense.
That's a good place to leave it for today, Lee. Next time, we'll tackle another piece of the Kiwi property puzzle. But for now, if you're listening and looking for ways to up your game, remember, combine the tech, the trust, and those local smarts. It pays off every time. Thanks, Lee. Always fun with you.
Likewise, Denise. Take care, everyone. Catch you on the next episode.